This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for another exploration, if you will, of what goes on in the world that's hard to explain. Program called Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Laura Banks, to have a conversation about your gifts. Do you know what your gifts are and how to use them? Or do you know people who are connected to folks who have astrological gifts, psychic gifts, that sort of thing? So we have those conversations sort of woven through our general conversations on this program every week and on the podcast, which you can get at yourhiddenpowershow.com or in fact, wherever you get your podcasts. Joining us is Courtney Marcassani. Is that close enough, Courtney?
Marcassani. Yeah, you nailed it.
Marcassani. All right, good. You're described as a highly sensitive human being. And there are lots of people, and I think that's what this program is about, Your Hidden Power is about, people who are sensitive, or how to develop your own sensitivities, and not necessarily sensibilities, but sensitive. Maybe they go together. Do you think, Courtney, do they go together, Laura?
Yeah.
How so?
Sensibilities and sensitivities?
Yeah.
I never thought about it that way, but I guess they could be associated, sure.
Well, the word sense is in both words, and it's a sense. It's a sixth sense to be able. I don't know.
It is. The sixth, that's really what your hidden power was based on, was things that we couldn't understand that were supposedly not in the realm of the five senses that we grew up around, understanding that they are there, and the sixth sense is not there.
I think we're all three sensitive on this call right now, or we wouldn't be doing this. Right, Courtney?
Sensibilities, to me, it goes a step further somehow, and sensibilities has another connotation in there. But I'm not exactly sure what it is right now, so I'm going to think about that question when we get off.
Yeah. All right, that's good. We'll give you cause. You give us cause to think, we give you cause to think. That's the best way it all works. So what about you and your gifts? You are somebody who has made a career out of helping people because of your sensitive nature. So what kind of sense is sensitive to heat, light? What kind of sensitive are you?
Well, I didn't know that I was. I mean, I think that's the really interesting thing that, you know, I didn't pick up on that at all, especially during my timeline. I really didn't understand what sensitivity was. I didn't call myself a sensitive, but I think it did come through purely, you know, through sensory means. So I was, my visual awareness was very sensitive. My hearing was very sensitive. My felt sense, my feelings were one of the ways, especially in my career, like you're talking about, through counseling and helping others, was really pretty magnificent. And I didn't recognize that I was different, so I didn't know that I was sensitive. I think that's one of the things.
But we're all different in a manner of speaking. It's how different and what kind of different you are. I think it's interesting. You got a new book, by the way, that comes from Louise Hay's Hay House Publishing, Gifts of the Highly Sensitive, Embrace the Science of Sensitivity, Heal Anxiety in Relationships, and Connect Deeply with Your World. So let's take the last first, connecting deeply with your world. A lot of people don't want to know what they're all about. A lot of people are afraid to learn. They're good. They talk a good game, but when you get right down to it, they're not really, they're for whatever the reason, a lot of it is really good. The reasons are clear. If you have trouble at home, or you've been abused or whatever it is, and you don't want to reach into that inner part of you that's so disturbing, it creeps you out or makes you nuts. You can't sleep, or it just makes you crazy.
Yeah.
How do we get sensitive?
Do we know what kind of sensitive we are?
Well, there's different types of tests, you know, but usually it comes down to your own awareness and your own experiences. And, you know, the researchers who first defined sensitivity recommend, you know, taking the test so that you can feel validation that you are sensitive, because when you don't know what you don't know. But when you start figuring it out, and then you start to learn how sensitive you really are, you do connect deeply with your world. That's what sensitivity is. We have the ability to feel more through our awareness, through our sensory awareness. So we pick up more information from others and the environment, but we also respond emotionally, or it's called emotional reactivity. So we have a fast emotional reaction. So you can take a test. They're out there. I have my own test, but my test goes into the gifts of sensitivity, whereas there's just general sensitivity if you want to figure out if you're a highly sensitive person. So I think that's the difference between my work and other people's work that's out there.
Like, I'm very sensitive and psychic and very intuitive and get flashes and just feel things more than other people. And it also includes maybe being hurt easier by other people. Is that the downside of being sensitive?
Yeah, there's a lot of downsides to being sensitive, and then there's also the upside. So the upside is that you can connect easily with other people, but you do feel more pain. That's a good way to translate it. You can get touched off very easily, or feel vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Triggers is what you could also identify it as. Different things.
Feel like an outsider.
Yeah, you feel more separate or separate from others. You feel different somehow internally. That's a unique experience to sensitives, where we feel somehow like, you know, we are kind of set apart. So I talk about that a lot in the book, like how to deal with those feelings of separateness, how to connect deeply and feel okay about it, how to deal with sensory triggers in a way that you don't get, you know, have a breakdown. That's really what sensitives fear the most. I think that's what you were describing, is that we're going to have a breakdown. It's called sensory threshold. And when you go above that, you just feel like you're maxed out and you can't cope, or that you don't have enough internal resources to deal
with. Never had that feeling in my life. I'm a very inquisitive sort. And I do connect deeply with
people. But my brother did.
Ideas and yeah, so I think that this is, but it's interesting to sort of recognize how you fit into this. We have Courtney Marchesani, that one that's going to stick in my mouth. Whenever I start with a name and I don't make it work, it's disaster for the rest of the conversation.
That's it.
Marchesani. Anyway, Courtney is here, author of the book, Four Gifts of the Highly Sensitive, Embrace the Science of Sensitivity, Heal Anxiety and Relationships, and Connect Deeply Within Your World. That's half the book is the title, it would seem. All right, so hold on a second, ladies. Laura Banks and Doug Steffen here on Your Hidden Power with something that has been hidden from some people, information about how once you lose weight, you can keep it off. The big companies that sell lots of drugs and they put you on crazy programs, they don't operate on you to lose the weight, they don't deal with the most important part of this whole problem. Losing weight is very difficult, but keeping it off is more difficult. And that's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the weight loss formula that absolutely has no stimulants, has no drugs, nothing, no gluten. There isn't anything in here except helpful contents, the aloe vera, digestive enzymes, collagen proteins that are all aimed at helping your body repair itself when you've lost that weight. Because let's face it, if you lose 20, 30, 40 pounds, it takes its toll on your body. It's taken its toll as the weight got on, and when you lose it quickly, it takes its toll going away. So that's why you choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss support. Check it out at toploss.com. That's their website. I believe in it. I take it every day because I think it has other ancillary benefits, like making your life better at night, go to sleep. You really take four of those capsules before you go to bed, man. It's great. That's part of the aloe vera impact of it. But anyway, this month, using the DJV code, you can get 3 months free. Find out how that works, plus free shipping. DJV code when you're ordering this product, Calitrin, that'll help you keep the weight off forever at toploss.com.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Moving back into your hidden power, Laura Banks is back with me, Doug Steffen, Courtney Marchesani. Probably call you Marky, maybe. That's not your name, but
call me whatever you want to call me, whatever works.
Call me.
I'll respond.
Yeah,
my
just
mom
call
used
me.
To call me the dog's name, my sister's name, the dog's name. So you know,
really?
I'm pretty good at responding. Yeah.
Yeah.
She
what's
never
your
got it
web-
the first time?
What's your website? What's the? Where do we go to order this book or to get more information about you and the book? Where do we go?
My website's Inspired Potentials, and I find that's easier to find me than people having to sound out, you know, or spell my name. Inspired Potentials, two words.
Very. InspiredPotential.com. I like that. InspiredPotential.com. All right, so you're a coach, you're a teacher, you're an advocate. Laura asked you the question of the day in mm-hmm. terms of the different types of sensitive persons there are.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to think of myself as an empath. Do you, Laura? Do you think
yeah.
I'm an empath?
You are. You've got that Scorpio. You know, you psychically pick up more than I even think you know, but you function mm-hmm. from there, and that's why you're
right.
successful and who you are in the world. And so, Courtney, sensitive empaths versus sensitive intuitives. What's the difference?
Yes. The intuitives have that lightning flash of information and their awareness. It comes to them without knowing how or why. There's super fast processors. They're picking up answers to their questions, like you just said, before you even know it's there. It's there. So that's subconscious processing or processing from the unconscious into the conscious, reasoning very fast. It's been described as getting to A to Z without knowing how or why. And empathy and empathic, sensitive empaths are on the extreme of their feeling awareness. So they feel other people's feelings within their own mind and body. And that sounds impossible, but it's true. Humans have this capacity to feel others' feelings within their own bodies, which is called empathy. But sensitive empaths go to the extreme on that spectrum. They can really feel the hidden motivations of others, their passions. They read microfacial expressions. They're able to read body language.
Wow.
It's just, it's a fascinating gift.
Well, it's all about the gift as far as that's concerned. All right, hold on. We can't. We've run ourselves out of time here, haven't we? Let me remind you again. This is the conversation is so quick because it's so good.
Just get going.
Yep. Thank you. Courtney Marchesani and her book at InspiredPotential.com is 4 Gifts of the Highly Sensitive. Learn about what kind of sensitive you are. And you can embrace lots of other things that maybe help you to heal from stuff that we all need to heal from. Nice to have you here on Your Hidden Power.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You're Hidden Power with Laura Banks. I'm Doug Steffen, and Courtney Marcassani is here. We're talking about being sensitive and getting into things that are obviously empaths, intuitives. Well, maybe it isn't obvious to some people. If it were obvious, it probably would be a little easier to explain all of this. And I don't want it to sound like jargon. That's what really bothers me about a lot of people who do this work, Courtney. There's so much jargon. There's so much of the same old, same old. And then there are people who tell you, well, you need to do this. Okay, well, how do you do it? Well, you never get the answer to that. So the conversation is useless. In your case, we're getting into the how-tos because there are so many things that need to be resolved. I think that's what comes to me. When I'm listening to you talk about sensitivity, what I'm thinking about is how to resolve things, the bottom line, mostly from our childhood, that create hubbub in us.
Well, yeah. And she says, Courtney, you say that the more traumatized you are, which I had a traumatic childhood, the more sometimes sensitive and intuitive you become. What's up with that?
I think that's where my work kind of departs from the general consensus out there about sensitivity. Is I really dove down into that other piece. You know, we know with post-traumatic stress, all the studies have shown that you do become more sensitive. Sensitivity is part of that clinical picture. And so I started looking into, I followed my own intuition and started looking into early childhood experiences that were traumatic because I too had a pretty traumatic childhood. So I started to follow that thread and I found a lot of evidence that showed that when we are little and we experience trauma in our own home that we become more sensitive. So I did emphasize that in my own work and in this book as well.
Maybe another way of looking at this is because I believe we all come from dysfunction of some sort. It seems more people that I talk to. I've been interviewing people all of my life. I've been on the radio for 56 years, and most of it has been since the mid-70s anyway, conversation radio. And I think about all of the thousands and thousands of people that I've talked to over the years, and a lot of it boils down to people who are dysfunctional because they can't get out of their own way because they seem to want to be dependent on their stuff. And so maybe that's what separates us you, me, Laura, people listening to this, from the average person who would rather be stuck in his or her stuff because it creates drama and attention, but it doesn't ever fix anything. You still are stuck, right?
Well, I certainly think there's learned behaviors, you know, and then there's inborn, inherent behavior that we know that we're born with. And so I think there is a challenge to break out of what we know. And yes, sometimes we are born in those traumatic environments and we learn about chaos and we learn about drama.
Yeah, is there, because we choose our parents and we choose the time in which and place, we get to the astrologer here, to Laura, and in a minute's time, I don't know how we help ourselves to the answer to this, but I'm not sure that I think that we can change, really. We can adapt, but I don't know that we can change because we're born into that sort of caste. We are a Scorpio, or we're a Gemini, or we're a Leo, or we are an Air. Whatever we are, it's there, and you got to really chisel away at it to change it, right? So isn't this more about adapting to it?
Highly sensitive people are adaptive. I mean, that's what the studies have shown, that we have an adaptive quality that's a survival quality that is adaptive. They don't exactly know what it is or what it means, but yes, we're highly adaptive.
I think we're like the whales of the universe, and we tie it all together, and we're having these gridded conversations with each other. We're like the ETs that sort of...
Well, we're excited about it anyway. Hopefully people listening are as well. Courtney Marcassani is here, author of the book Four Gifts of the Highly Sensitive. You can check it out at her website, inspiredpotential.com, or I'm sure on the Hay House website as well. Courtney, good to have you here. Thank you. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can visit Canada without restrictions beginning Monday, August 9th. The PM said, thanks to the rising vaccination rates and declining COVID-19 cases, we were able to move forward with adjusted border measures. End quote. A sixth Texas Democrat who ran away to Washington because of legislation they didn't like has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and is self-isolating. Texas Democrats released a statement on Monday that there will be no more daily updates on new cases of the lawmakers. More than 50 Texas Democrats arrived in Washington last week after leaving their home state on a private charter jet. No one was wearing masks. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Monday named five Republicans to the Select Committee set to investigate the events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. The list includes Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has veto power over McCarthy's picks. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Texas Democrat lawmakers run away from their responsibilities because they don't like the legislation, puts a major black eye on Texas politics. So says Texas State Senator and former teacher Angela Paxton, Republican. She tells Fox News their actions are stunning.
The irony is really stunning. If indeed the place to be, if you care about protecting the vote, which is what this bill really is about, it's not D.C., it's in Texas. And the irony of holding a position as an elected official where your job literally is to vote on behalf of your constituents and then to leave and refuse to vote is beyond me. The thing that I would say is this is not like Texas politics. And I think that's part of what's very frustrating about this. I'm in the Texas Senate. We have a quorum, although we only have four of our Democrats still here in the state, but we do have enough to continue to do the work of the Texans that we all represent. But it's not the way we've done business. I think Texas has always been known for its ability to get things done, 150 House members and 31 senators. And so it's pretty frustrating that these House Democrats have resorted to D.C.-style politics instead of Texas-style politics.
My name's Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
On Your Hidden Power to our featured psychic, Mary O'Malley. We've done some research and people love Mary and the idea of talking about psychics and how people can benefit from talking to a psychic, same as an astrologer. You can benefit from talking to somebody who understands the stars. You give yourself a lot of, you give yourself a lot of rope, if you will, if you understand these things. I think that the strength from my perspective, Mary O'Malley at PsychicScout.com and others who are good like her help you get rid of your emotional clutter. And there's a checklist. If you prepare yourself well before you go to see Mary, you'll understand what it is about your life that's frustrating you. Maybe patterns. We all have stories in our lives. We have collections of experiences. And sometimes we're not very rational about them. We're not very objective about them. So they tend to, we talk ourselves into a state. We get into a state. We do. I know. That's what I do myself. I amass these narratives in my mind about this person or that person or this experience, and this is what's going to happen. And it isn't even close. But because I'm emotionally driven by the habits that I got based on fear when I was a child of not knowing what was going to be next, I think I said earlier in this broadcast, most people come from dysfunction, Mary. Most people are confused about what reality is. And it's such a shame because we as human beings have so much going for us, the way our bodies operate. I was talking about my grandson. My second grandson is in the womb of my son's wife, and they are now using this new kind of ultrasound that's a color. It's a laser ultrasound. They can actually see into the womb. And yesterday, they produced a picture of this child growing inside of his mother's womb. The face is beginning. It's now, I think, 4 to 5 months. So the baby, the boy's face is beginning to develop. And you can see that in this picture. And you start thinking about all of the pieces that go into making up this human being from a couple of cells into a human, into a conscious body. And, you know, it kind of blew my mind. And I'm thinking, what sort of problems or what sort of life is this youngster going to run into? Because we all do. We all have those situations we find ourselves in. And we go find people like you who can help us get rid of the backlog of garbage that we have to a point. So I guess that was a long introduction. I'm sorry about
that. Wow.
but I think it's partially what I was thinking, why I wanted to have more of your presence here, because there is so much stuff and people are being so influenced by the news media and the, you know, the whole business of what we can find online. We've got our, you know, the devices, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I have tasked you with coming up with questions as to why people come to you, what they get out of coming to you. You were late to this game. You didn't know until later on that you, in life, a lot of people will tell me on this program and other places that they knew they were psychic when they were a child, or they got the gift from their mother, or whatever. That's not the case with you at all, is it?
Well, no, not it. Well, it was kind of weird because I was always interested in that. And even as a young child, 10, 11, 12 years old, I would check out books on parapsychology and things like that from the library.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have these tests, and the tests where you had to guess what card was coming up next, and it might have wavy lines or a triangle or whatever. And so when I would take those tests, I would get like 25%, which was normal, you know, mm-hmm. which any normal person would probably get. And so I thought I wasn't psychic. And but it was so weird because I would know stuff, you know, and I would know stuff about my mom. And when I would say it, she'd say, "That's a lie. Don't ever say that again." You know, just kind of shut me up. And so I went for a long time not understanding that I was psychic, but my brand of being psychic didn't
Your
actually
brand.
Fit what? With what the scientists were.
All right.
How
so
they
what is
defined psychic?
What's your brand then of psychic? If it is spiritual, say brand, what does that mean?
Well, it means that my particular psychic gift, I'm primarily a feeler, and so I can feel things that are going on.
Are you an empath?
I'm a feeler, and what that means is when people call me, and just like you said, they're emotionally overwrought, mm-hmm. and so they need to get through the chaff to get to what's important. I'm really good at that. And the guides that I work with are particularly good at pointing out a person's thought pattern or belief pattern that's getting in their way.
How'd you find these guides? How'd you find the guides, your mentors, if you will?
They found me. I mean, the ones I've been working with for years now, Anantha, the three of them, and Anantha, apparently in Sanskrit, which I found out years later, means never ending, no end. So that was pretty cool. And they told me yeah. they're archangels. And they came when I was doing my radio show. They showed up the first night. And I'm like, I was saying a prayer before I started the show. And I said, "Well, who are you?" "Oh, we're here for the radio show." I'm like, whoa. Yeah. And they've been with me ever since.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they're basically archangels. And what they do is connect me with whoever I need to be connected with to help the client.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's keep talking about, I want to talk a little bit more about how you make these connections, relationships, if you will. Mary O'Malley is our psychic scout. Check out her website, Mary O'Malley, O'Malley, or psychicscout.com. Right now, I need to talk to you about a sheet deal. Yep, we got lots of sheets at MyPillow.com. And so they have a BOGO deal going on right now. I love the BOGO. Buy one, get one free. That's the BOGO deal. And they've done this with their pillows over the years. They've done it with a towel. They do it with most all of the things that they have. So right now, you're benefiting if you need some new sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets. I find myself when I slide into these at night, the sheets are so comfortable. It's a sateen weave that gives them that comfort. They're soft and breathable. The cotton comes from the area of Egypt where the pyramids are. Exclusive and fabulous. Machine washable and dryable like all of the products from MyPillow. You can find more of a description at MyPillow.com. Go to the product catalog. But suffice it to say right now that if you need some sheets, you're setting up maybe you're taking vacation, you need sheets to go with you, and go online to MyPillow.com. Look for the Giza Dream Sheet Sets and make sure that you order one. If you pick different colors or two different sets, that's okay. One low price, though, free shipping as well with the promo code DJV. That's DJV. Use that promo code when you order these sheets right now at the special BOGO prices. Buy one, get one free at MyPillow.com.
Omnipotent ruler. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there was a powerless, unhappy man who was sick of having to deal with what he called stupid people. He was constantly angry that people didn't say and do or believe whatever he thought they should. Well, there was this magic and yada, yada, yada. One thing led to the next, and he woke up the next morning as the all-powerful ruler of the world. He could literally make everyone say and do and believe whatever he wanted. And at first, he felt disbelief, then relief, then happiness. And then sheer depression, which led to anger, and he was back to being an angry, unhappy man. You see, after all, if people only did what he said because he made them do it, then it wasn't real. And even in his omnipotence, he realized he was powerless. But this time he embraced where he was, because he now understood that it wasn't about controlling the world, it was about accepting it the way it was. And then he became a truly powerful ruler of his own mind. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to our focus on psychic abilities and where you go if you need a good psychic. That's go to Mary O'Malley at PsychicScout.com. We're talking about where she comes from. She describes herself as an empath, a feeler. I wouldn't describe myself kind of that way as well. The business of guides and the help that you get from your guides is sort of is where you are. And I guess I want to have that come across to people who are listening. How do they help you? You got to have a question first from folks, or do you get them? Are your vibes so good with people you don't really need questions? Although when people come to you, they want specifics, right? Don't they say, "I want to know"?
Oh no, I always ask them to have a list of questions, mm-hmm. and my guides prefer to start with their questions.
They do.
You know, it depends, but sometimes I get a person in front of me and my mouth opens and you know everything comes out.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the guides, you know, this is about you when you call for a reading. And and it's about what's important to you. So they want to take care of that first, and then they'll, you know, sprinkle some more information in as we go along. So that's mm-hmm. always pretty cool. Yeah, and every psychic works a little differently. Some don't want to talk to you at all. They just want to start spouting what's coming to them. So it really depends on the psychic and how their guides want to work.
How do you suppose that comes to people? This is maybe a practical, even silly question. But you speak English, I speak English, so the guides are coming to you and speaking English. Let's say you were French, or you were German, or you were Chinese, or whatever your language is. We tend to think, like, we train our dogs to take commands in our language, so we think that's the only thing we understand. Dogs can be trained to do anything in any language. And right. I guess what I'm guessing here is that the guides communicate in any language. We're so hung up on ourselves and who we are, we don't think anything else matters except, okay, I speak English, the guides speak English. You wouldn't be able to understand them if they were talking to you in French, but does a French psychic get help from the guides in French or in English or what? Yeah.
Yes. And I've got to say, there's been at least a handful of times when the guides that were talking to me, I could not understand them.
Really?
I had to ask for an interpreter. It happens. I don't know why that is, or if it's alien or angelic language. I don't know what's happening, but I have to call an interpreter, and that usually, you know, makes things a lot easier. But, the spirit's going to talk to you in the way that you understand. And, you know, it's more thoughts, impressions, feelings, pictures. On occasion, I actually hear words. But seems to be a sort of language of impression, I guess is the best way to say it, mm-hmm. that comes through for all of us. So it doesn't really matter which language you understand, what your native language is. They're going to find a way to communicate with you.
This is not to talk down to some people that may be listening, although I think the folks that listen to this program are sensitive. They're attracted to these sensitive discussions and methodology, and they're also attracted to places that can give them some help. So I'm speaking a little bit in abstract terms with Mary at the moment because I want to get an idea for those who are new to listening to either our podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, or listen to us on the radio, the idea of communication. And some people who are practical, I put that in quotation marks, are looking around at all these UFOs and wondering whether they're messengers as well. We're talking about angels and people who are guides. Could these people in these UFOs be those people?
No. I think the people in the UFOs are like us. You know, maybe they have the same kind of connection. That would make sense since it's all universal energy. You know, but I think that they might have a message for us. They mm-hmm. might have bombs for us. Who knows? You know, so far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. Mary Maley with a good twist on questions that we all have. You can be inspired by having an hour or a session with her at MaryO'Malley.com or PsychicScout.com here as an exclusive feature of Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping that you get you get what you give. If you give yourself the opportunity to pay attention to what we're talking about, you get a lot out of it. I would say that's a word to the wise. We've got lots of those here on Your Hidden Power.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fifty-three past the hour now. It's time for us to spend some time, quality time, with astrologer and best-selling author. Yes, very quality time.
Oh, yeah.
Laura Banks is here from the Star Gal Network and the astrological signs. Where the heck is the moon? We've had nothing but rain here in the Northeast, so I haven't seen the stars, the sky. I don't know where the moon is.
I don't know what time of the month it is. You're
it's right, exactly. There's rain, you're rain, and more rain.
Sensitive, and you can't take it anymore.
Right.
Well, it's in a good place for you, Scorpio radio man, because it's in new moon in Cancer on the 9th. Those new moons are so great for new beginnings, and that was just Friday, and that just sets us up. If everyone just knew when that new moon was every month, they'd know that's the day to start the new projects, forget the rain, you know, tremendous time for sensitivities and being aware of the home and nurturing and getting your families closer to you and your friends and knowing that you've got to take care of your body inside and out and your heart and soul of your foundational relationships.
So hard to take all of these words and make them, you know, the whole business about timing and how important timing is.
Timing.
We talk a lot about retrograde, planets in retrograde and not doing things in that time. And people just kind of get consumed with their own lives, and they throw their hands up and say, well, I'm not. I mean, I would never make a deal, a new deal, during a retrograde, a Mercury retrograde. I just wouldn't. But I would finish another deal that I had started, and I would sign off on it. That's fairly safe. But sometimes we I guess that's better as a question to you, Laura. Do we overcook emotionally? Do we clutter up our reality? And how do we learn how to get away from that so that we can live our lives? Because all of the stuff, we put it together, woof, it'll make you crazy.
Oh, I know. You know, it's just so much, even I'm working on, is structure.
Mm-hmm.
So structure in your day, and I think we're still in the shadow of the COVID, where I'm still drawn to my back room of my house. You know, that year, I think, traumatized a lot of us, some more than others, probably the sensitives in the world more than others. And the way back it feels to me is to be present to time management, to goal setting, to having to get up and go do that thing. Right now is a very good time for all of us to be, again, what are we looking at? So this time is family.
Well, we're looking at
people. You look at the movements of the calendar and it'll tell you what you could do each month is what I'm trying to say.
I think, and maybe I'm bringing myself around because of a lady that you and I talked to this week, I think we're emotionally cluttered to the nth degree. And we're more sensitive to it because we allow ourselves either listening to the radio or watching television or looking at the news, however it is, what it is that brings it. I see it in my six-year-old grandson. He's mesmerized. And if I'm talking to him while he now is learning how to play games, you know, educational games or stuff, maybe a little Sesame Street, but he won't talk when he's looking at that damn screen.
We're in an overwhelmed time with too much information coming at us, and all the more reason why astrology has become more important. I take it back to that. You know, if we just could, I mean, it really, I'm always soothed when I look at Susan Miller's calendar, who I think we could bring back on and look at some of those with, because you understand, like, today is a beautiful day, Venus conjunct Mars in Leo 20th degree. What a great day to go and make a date or go somewhere and talk to a stranger. You know, it can declutter your world to know there's this whole universe out there working in your favor. If you tune into what it is, it's like having a Mercedes and never looking under the hood. You know, you need to understand the fine mechanisms of opportunity, the days where you know you just need to chill, and that can give some relief from the clutter that we're experiencing. That's my very strong belief. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it time and again. You know, like Jennifer Lopez, I've been saying she's a Leo. Well, she's got Leo rising, but she's right on the cusp of Cancer. And so you see her struggling, and this is not an easy thing for her to bounce from guy to guy. Cancerians they want home and structure and predictability.
She seems to be hot to trot. Now they're trying to find a house to live in together in L.A.
Well, it could be, you know, because that Cancer wants to rush in, you know, and he's got that Leo energy and he's got Cancer as well. They're very similar in their charts, and that's often the case in relationships where the two people are born close to each other. We had a guest once, Doug, that taught us that, you know, it's always someone who's a month or two away from you, and that's what they have going. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they will be the real thing. But you see her struggling. Cancerians, which is the sign we're in now, are people that need structure.
All right. Let's talk about structure. That's the latest vibe from astrologer at Star Gal Network, Laura Banks. Check it out, stargalnetwork.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.